In Israel today, a Palestinian driver rammed his bus into a group of Israeli soldiers and civilians waiting at a bus stop, killing at least 8 people. It is the single worst act of violence against Israelis since the latest Palestinian uprising began in September. Israeli officials say the incident could have been in response to yesterday's Israeli helicopter strike that killed a Palestinian security officer. Here in Washington today, senior aides to Israeli Prime Minister-elect Ariel Sharon are beginning a round of meetings with senior Bush administration officials. They will explain Sharon's position on peace negotiations with the Palestinians. NPR's Ted Clark reports.
Sharon says he's willing to enter peace negotiations with the Palestinians, but first, he says, the violence must stop. That's a point being emphasized by the Israeli delegation as it holds 3 days of meetings with top Bush advisors, including Secretary of State Colin Powell, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, and Vice President Cheney. Sharon says the Palestinians' position on negotiations is contradictory. This according to Mark Regev, spokesman for the Israeli embassy.
On the one hand, they talk about their desire to move ahead in the peace negotiations. And on the other hand, unfortunately, the violence and the terror continues. Mr. Sharon has said publicly, continuously since being elected, that we are willing for very, very serious peace negotiations, but on the condition that the violence does in fact stop.
That message is being countered by Hanan Ashrawi, a longtime spokesperson for the Palestinian cause, who has also come to Washington this week. Yesterday, Ashrawi said people should remember that Israel is occupying Palestinian land and shelling Palestinian towns.
There is a deliberate, willful policy of violence and violations being exercised against the Palestinians. And yet we are supposed to sit back and take this quietly, and then we are blamed for the violence, and everybody picks up the Israeli spin machine, easy justification by saying, well, call on the Palestinians to stop the violence.
If Israeli-Palestinian peace talks resume, Ariel Sharon hopes to reach more limited agreements than those sought by outgoing Prime Minister Ehud Barak and take a more gradual, step-by-step approach.
By having a more limited ambition as to what can be achieved, maybe we can in fact do something more tangible, create greater stability on the ground, do something for the economic development of the Palestinian people, and at the same time build the foundations to move forward in the future when that will become possible.
But Palestinians are not interested in this gradual approach, says Ashrawi.
We are not in the business of starting another new interim phase whereby Israel will use the time in order to create more settlements, land confiscation,
and other Israeli practices that erode the Palestinians' hold on the West Bank. The Israeli delegation now in Washington includes Zalman Shoval and Moshe Ahrens, both former ambassadors here, and Dori Gold, former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations. In their talks with the Bush administration, the subject of additional military aid for Israel could come up. President Clinton wanted to provide $450 million to help defray the cost of Israel's withdrawal from Lebanon last year and to help Israel deal with the ballistic missile threat. It's unlikely that any decisions will be made on the aid this week, but an Israeli official said, we're putting our needs on the table. Ted Clark, NPR News, Washington.